Would you like Rick to read what we got back?
Yes, because we need to consider how to respond. But right there, you have just said it in that last paragraph. If you highlight so that you have something specific to read back. Well, we've not experienced any of them, so.
Should I give names?
No. Okay. Initials are okay, just.
Okay. Premises. 1. The subject bonus certificate 3392181 is a good collateral, a valid debt of the U.S. Treasury. 2. Being a valid debt of the U.S. Treasury, an appropriate confirmation is required with appropriate corresponding seal to wit. 2A. Confirmation of the validity of the original bond issued by the Peruvian government.
See, go back to Friday when Ron was here. The seal, that metallic imprinter, becomes the signature of the corporation.
Here, in this case, they were asking for a U.S. Treasury seal, which has since been waived.
Okay.
2B, confirmation using the Monroe Doctrine that this debt was assumed by the U.S. government. 2C, confirmation using the Federal Reserve Act that this debt was assumed by the U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve. 2D, confirmation that the contract was reissued and verified by the Peruvian government in 1989 after being stolen. 3. Submission to QE the list of other certificates, should these be broken into smaller denominations. And then there's a list of qualifying banks. Procedures. 1. QE to prepare the procedure for conformity by both QE, ECC, and LEIIC to be made part of the MOA.
Now, is the QE the qualifying entity?
QE is the qualifying entity.
All right.
MOA is Memorandum of Agreement.
Okay.
2. LE to prepare the draft of MOA for conformity by both LE and QE, which can be expedited.
Lending entity?
Yes.
All right.
A comment, please. The way she's got it there, the LE is also IAIC.
Right, and that has been corrected already.
Okay.
That's already been corrected.
All right.
LE to prepare the draft of MOA for conformity by both LE and QE, which can be expedited through fax exchanges. 3. QE and LE simultaneously to verify the genuineness of the funding and the collaterals being offered through bank-to-bank KTT. 4. After positive identification of both funds and collaterals, then the control signing should follow through fax. Physical signing of the MOA should be done in the Philippines, preferably. This same signed MOA will be authenticated by the U.S. Embassy in the Philippines. 5. LE to provide QE the board resolution as the authorizing signatory of IAIC, LE, who has the right to sign for and in behalf of IAIC, and who has the right over the collaterals. 6. QE, likewise, to provide LE the name of the person who has the power and authority to sign the MOA and contract to release the funds. 7. Actual release of funds against the offered collaterals. Signed, President J. O.
And you're going to be able to speak to him this evening?
Yes, there's a conference call set up for this evening.
Okay. Do you want to discuss this, or do we have it pretty clear?
I think we've all got it clear. Probably any discussion should be done with the people who have to do the conference call.
There has not been any intention whatsoever of handling anything in a, quote, secret, end quote, manner. Any time that you handle something as if it were secret and non-valid, you have just invalidated it. On the other hand, everything that is discussed in this room ends up with our adversary, and it's published out of context, it is to the attorneys on the opposite side instantly. Look, they have billions of dollars. Well, they don't have 10 cents. And never will. What Mr. Green, Tootin, Fort, etc. has accomplished is that Eckers will never have a dime to their name. Ever, ever, ever. Count on it. They can get massive judgments against them. And so what? And time has elapsed in this interim period. So that I suggest that you try to get all the judgments you can that would ordinarily come against you, even temporarily, until the big one hits. And I'm not talking about earthquakes. I'm talking about conspiracy RICO, where all of them are included. And then we're going to see the worms wiggle. I'll guarantee it. But Eckers can just BK out of it. And that's called bankruptcy. They don't have anything. And when you don't have anything but your old age pension, which is minimal, plus a little pension from Transamerica for service as an employee, I think you get my point. They can simply bankrupt. And that does away with Mr. Methvin's thousands of dollars. Mr. Horn's costs, all of this other stuff. So that is not the concern. The major thing is that everything afoot is wrong for your world and your system. You have no justice system. This thing with Betty Tootin taking those books, you may as well know more of that story. Not only did she take those books, but court had to fire one of his people for having given them to her, letting her take them. So it wasn't something that just happened. Whether or not it was premeditation on that part, you have to face the fact that the ones who then took all of Nevada corporate headquarters records, lists, clients, and went and started their own company in the same building, where do you think they would have come by that kind of a deal? That is exactly what happened to the Constitutional Law Center in the same offices in Sacramento. Now, who would be knowledgeable enough to know that one can be balanced off the other? Mr. Green was the only one that was totally involved in both. And it's Mr. Horton, David Horton, and George Abbott who are the attorneys for George Green, and Betty Tootin herself, personally to EJ, when he said, oh, well, I don't know any of these people. Betty says it. She calls and she says, I don't know them, but I had to get an attorney. And EJ said, and you had to get David Horton, and you're going to tell me that Mr. Green didn't help you? Oh, well, of course, I had to. Now, let's look at what they did. Let's look at what they did. Three corporations holding major notes are now gone. And then the stories all got screwed up. Everyone who told the story told a different one. So that finally they did have to place those books they took with Sherry Yonk, because she was going to have to, by law, produce them. Meanwhile, back at the farm, it was simplicity itself to pick up the phone and call the Secretary of State's office and the Corporation Management Committee and say, hey, these books were taken. Oh, well, we can't do anything about it because we don't have any way to check, blah, 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 blah. Call the police. So Mr. Christie called the police. And there was a little investigation, and yes, very definitely they had done the wrong thing. And if you can't sort it all out, then we'll write it up and do charges and this sort of thing. Well, nobody wants to do anything to Betty Tootin. And after this got into full swing in court, she was given the only thing, Betty, you have to do to get rid of this entire thing is simply agree to stop bad-mouthing everybody and try. You know, at this point, those books, they had already tampered with them. And they lied about that, too. I kept telling you they had issued stock. They will issue stock. And they will do it with Phoenix Institute. And I don't care, because I want them to get hanged by their own hand. So by now, they're writing letters for Sherry Yonk to sign. They say, oh, well, the books are here, and no stock has been issued. The hell it hadn't. Now, Sherry Yonk has absolutely nothing to do in this case. This is simply a case on Thursday to determine whether or not Brad Ellie can represent us. That's all. That's all. But let's look at what they did. Every effort under the sun was made to get Sherry to respond to anything. She had stripped the bank accounts, and this left Eckers as officers of her corporation and directors responsible basically to the IRS. And man, she took out hundreds of thousands of dollars to herself, which lost all sheltering capability of the corporations. When the corporations were formed, they were formed and loaned to her. She didn't know how to run them. She didn't want to do that. She wanted her privacy. You do that. And therefore, she never paid for the corporation. She never paid her dues. She never paid her annual fees. And when directly approached, this cannot go like this. We have to do something, Sherry. She said, I don't want any more to do with those corporations. Fine. Letters had already gone back and forth with her name, her signature. Now, are you apt to misspell your name with your signature? Well, hers was. And they said, oh, well, but blah, 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 blah. No, wouldn't you, if you were fiduciarily responsible for three corporations and every day those books are missing, a fine is building up with a state for misplaced books? And then the phones are changed, the faxes, and will not receive, lawyer will not respond. And they are in such hot water as to cook them, if it doesn't drown them. But it doesn't stop there. They didn't actually forge documents. They went in, and where president and secretary should sign, which would be EJ and Doris, they just arbitrarily put Sherry on and Sherritt. Whatever his first name is. And then they got it notarized. Can't anybody read? Can't anybody read a piece of paper? There are procedures There are resolutions to be done. There are agreements on these resolutions to be signed. So out comes something with these alien names on them. And Mr. Abbott, Green, and Horton had that those corporations move to a new agent secretly. Well, the minute this was found out, the state again got involved, and no, you can't do that. So all of the books were replaced. And all of the records were kept because it was too tedious to send active records back and forth to Las Vegas. And as they would go to Las Vegas, court would have them filed in a folder adjacent to the books themselves. So when the books were taken, they did not take the records, see. Just the corporate bylaws and articles and stuff, but they had the stock ledger.
And the seal?
I don't know. Did they manage to get the seal too, EJ? Now, after all this was corrected, you go along and then the flaps continue to go all the way to the Supreme Court in Nevada for receivership. And it, I'm telling you, the judge finally came down so hard on Abbott and Horton that I am astounded they still are able to go into court. Stop sending these ridiculous motions through here, or I'm going to sanction everybody. Well, that's the judge he's got to face. But when the last papers came through, wouldn't you know, here are copies of the stock certificates, all issued by Sherry Aunt to herself. Still not enough. That other agent was so angry. How dare you? They don't go check if somebody calls and says, transfer mine. And, I mean, you heard what they said. The thousands of incorporations they do. If you have lied on something, it's going to be caught later. Because, let's face it, nobody is going to just offhand assume this is not correct. So they don't have any check method. Well, it got to the point where these corporations were such a pain in their neck that they had to look at them. So in November, here comes a time when there's going to be this hearing. And, oh, well, nobody needed to come. They were just going to talk about something probably exactly like Thursday. Mr. Horton really didn't think he needed anybody there. Oh, bully. This is one time our attorney was ready, but I could see that there's going to be a disaster here. Check on them. Oh, no, we check all the time. We got them back. No, check on them. Nobody checks. You go into court, and there's Horton looking like he should be on his deathbed. We should be so lucky. Because when these two are gone, Abbott and Horton, it's over. It's over. Well, you get into court, and there's all this garbage. And nothing. Nothing happens. Not with the judge, not with the case. He says, oh, well, what you're asking for is a summary judgment, and you haven't worded it like this, and he goes through all this stuff. So when they come out, they're all full of questions. It had gone well in our favor. Betty Tootin took a royal reaming, and she wasn't there, and she hadn't heard about it a month later. But she called EJ. This is not off the top of our fabrication shield or hat somewhere. She called EJ. And no, she didn't even know there had been a hearing. But guess what? Look how close she came. They had changed it out a second time using the same bad documents, only this time Betty Tootin had moved to Nevada for this very purpose, and they had assigned her agent. So back to the state. And so it'll be really interesting to see what happens on Thursday. The judge is so confused, he doesn't know what to think. They keep producing these documents. And here are these stock certificates made out to Sherry Yount. Well, he's probably also seen stock certificates of Phoenix Institute made out to George Breen. But the state records will hold. But isn't it ridiculous? And then they go on international television about how bad these people are. Aren't you just lined up to see to it that they are happy ever after? Well, not me. And I would have liked much of this concluded prior to receiving assets of any kind. And you can see that it takes a long time. We've been at these things for well over a year. Well over a year. And we finally have some ready, literally, to fund. And we can handle it project by project. Because they're not anybody in this world is going to dump money on everybody. But this is why I had asked if any of you have corporate structures that we can park money in, if it has to come to that, to diversify a bit. And I've gotten answers. I know that we have plenty to be able to handle that if it's necessary. It may not be necessary. Just as the ones in South Africa are now working on a plan with the government that ends up costing the man nothing for keeping the major part of the money in South Africa. Well, that's cheaper than 9% to go through someone else, some other corporate structure in Cyprus. It's complicated. It's almost overwhelming in its detail and complication. But the bottom line is total simplicity. And I have to repeat, much like with little Helene yesterday and the day before, you have to have your lessons. You have to know what you're doing. And the only way to know what you're doing is to experience it. Now, what will they do on Thursday? They're going to try to say that George Green owns the Institute, and therefore, and Betty Tootin was an agent, and therefore, I can't believe they're stupid enough not to have checked to see that the Secretary of State's office still recognizes these people as those corporations. And Ron's checking twice a day now, because they can change it overnight. But they won't be able to get the signatures. And if they're dumb enough to do that, their paperwork is going to be in that office, and they've done it to themselves. I told you 10 years ago, and I'm going to repeat it right here, we're going to get our job done. And you can look at this town. If you think the government doesn't know we're going to get our job done, what do you think you're going through over here with this new post office? In a little town like Tehachapi, where there's more layoffs and empty houses anywhere around. And if you go in there to try to get a certified document or letter or package, people, EJ, 10 years here with that same person, and now they have a camera right on the transaction desk, and you have to bring your ID. Guess what? Soon they will start opening the packages. They already have metal detectors. You can't go to the damn post office anymore to get a stamp to lift to put on your envelope. And why do you need such a big post office in Tehachapi? It all goes over to Mojave anyway, where the Inspector General of the military can check through all the mail. Whether you mail it into Tehachapi or Mojave, the ultimate stamp is going to read Mojave because it is the central sorting headquarters for the area. Now, isn't this interesting? They put a large building out here because they know that we are going to build. And they're not against us building, because we're not in competition with them. The adversarial team of Bush, etc., have been trying to find any way at all that they can silently make sure we get something to shut me up. Because I just sit there eye to eye with them and tell them, you keep your agreement, Buster, and you've got no problems from us. No problems. You can make all the money that you can possibly hoard in this world. You get all the oil, all these other things, but you're going to leave my team alone. And that holds true for other pods around. We're not interested in destruction. We're interested in creating something that perhaps you'll be able to utilize. This makes them look good. They know it makes them look good. But enters Henry Kissinger, and he's got such a personal vendetta that he is not going to let Dorma get anything. I hope that you people will sit from time to time and lean back in your quiet place, in the silence, and just sort of superficially analyze your gifts over these last years. What do you know now that would have cost you years in a university to acquire?
You wouldn't even get it there.
You sure wouldn't. Thank you. And it's funny. People can throw their rocks and throw their stones and call you names, but it doesn't make it so, does it? And at some point when they reach over the line, they're going to be held accountable by the ones they sucked in with a lie. Boy, Extra would like to hang Rod Entz. And he is so dumb that he called them again about this weekend. They're all going to be out there. The one in the shadow with the big tales about arsenals and ammunition piles. Even his own people, how in the world could they tolerate that? They know better. So when it comes to, is he lying or Hatton, they have to face the fact it weren't Hatton. And now Mike's back. What an interesting phenomenon. What an interesting phenomenon. Mike comes back and goes and visits with Bart and Merle. That bunch, including Mike Blitzen, cost them a minimum of $40,000 cash, their motel, everything they owned, and then wouldn't talk to them. Now, isn't that the way it goes? You do something to somebody else, and then you act like they did it, and you don't talk to them. And then months and months and months later, you drift through and come for a visit. Hi, I love it. The first people we sent a copy of these contracts to and told them where to go with them was Ed Cleary and Mike Blinston. And isn't it funny that now we hear from Gunther Rusbacher, Ron Jackson, Mike Blinston? Well, where is poor old Ed?
Somebody told me the other day they saw him.
Well,
down the other end of the block.
Here in town.
Talking to Mike. I guess you better ask me questions, because I'm going to try to get out of here so they can at least pack and get on their way. And I know I've hit you with business, and I've hit you intentionally with business. I'm tired of having to have board meetings in here where we have to take up growth time, but this is our growth. Please understand this. All the rest is frosting on our cake. If we can grow spiritually, that is wonderful. If we can find moments when we can discuss only that. But you see, spirituality in a human world is attached. It's all part of the same unit. But I know people out there in the hinterlands get sick and tired of us talking about these subjects. But my whole thrust are these subjects, do you see? This is my, our mission. If you can't share that purpose with the spirituality of truth, then we don't have any meeting ground. And you're going to find this is where your masters, upon whom you place your faith and love and belief and knowingness of soul itself, don't even try to do more than just give you a kick in the pants. Satya Sai Baba has a job to do in the Far East to get some semblance of spiritual knowledge into incredibly ignorant masses who will do whatever they're told to do. And yet, ones from foreign countries go over expecting that one to have all of the answers for what you ought to do in this room. And that's not his job. His job is to tell you about your spiritual truth and how possibly to get in touch with it. My job is to save a remnant, get you in touch with your spiritual reality, remind you who you are and what we're here about. And it's not to make any single individual rich or make your life easy. We need a lot of money to get a lot of things done, and therefore, it has to be big, doesn't it? And most people cannot, in their normal everyday... Donald Trump is an exception. But he wouldn't even talk to you. He would not even talk to you. He will talk to the leaders of China and everywhere, and then he's going to build one building after another in New York and splash his name on it. And he makes no bones about it at all. His intent is to be wealthy, have the biggest real estate holdings in the world, and he only talks business to the major developers. And you're going to find, and I don't know why I'm amused by it, but you're going to find that Donald Trump is going to continue right on developing New York until he owns the whole thing, only he's doing it in conjunction with the Chinese, and the Chinese are going to own New York. Yes, every now and then something worthwhile comes across, doesn't it? Especially if you're able to connect it to something you already experienced. And so I don't care what you feel in this room, like, oh man, this is just too big for me. Fine. Because I'm not dumping a load on you. And it's wonderful if you don't know anybody. But why in the world would you exclude yourself if you do? If all you have to do is become a little bit better informed. Paul Lienthal knows people. He hadn't thought of them. You get entangled in business, and yes, you do. But you see, you don't need to do $10 billion. You go in there with something that they can handle also, because only these big rollers can fathom that much money. And to them, that isn't even money. Don't you understand? This isn't money. This is only a piece of paper with some value attached to it. And the ones that are the high rollers, the Sultan of Brunei, for instance, going to be sitting on this. He's already got copies. And now we have the ambassador on our team. They can take it right to his desk. And then you're talking sums that aren't worth his time to even piddle with. It's an amazing world you've built. So with all this piled on you, I would be happy to discuss anything you want.
Commander, would you care to comment on Coleman's book? We haven't really announced that or need for assistance. Is that appropriate?
Well, I don't know that it's appropriate or non-appropriate. Dr. Coleman has finished another book that is of incredible value, but I don't think it'll be a bestseller like Revealing the Committee of 300. It's on the Constitution, and it will be superbly done, and it will be done in such a way that it will not misstate or misrepresent. And so often information comes through, but the entity sending it through then discredit themselves. And the pondering on the part of editors and so forth is how much have we published that is invalid. And of course, John can't publish this book all on his own. It takes about $5,000 minimum to get a minimum number, really, of books. It costs about $7,000 to be able to go ahead and print, say, 1,000 until you can get some money rolling in. Well, John Coleman doesn't have the audience anymore, even though he still has his paper and his information resources. He doesn't really have the funds to do that. My feeling is, Rick, that certainly we will announce that. And if anyone knows anyone who would like to foot the bill for that publishing, we will get him discounts through the ones that do the journals. On the other hand, I would make a statement right now that as we begin to get some of these things bearing fruit, we will publish those kinds of books for these authors. It's important that we build our own libraries of valid information. Mark and Kathy probably will have another one. And for all of you here, this isn't talking out of school. They're going to do a major, major story. And I believe the Star. I'm not positive which one of the tabloids. And of course, they will be doing a major promotion of Transformation of America. And they expect it to be, and I'm talking about the publishers, expect it to be the explosion of the decade. Because they've already gone now and done their homework and have verified everything Kathy has told Mark, and we've published. It's a fascinating world today. Don't wring your hands and be distressed. Sit and ponder on these things and see what it is actually you want to do. What is it you really, really want to do? Come outside yourself and ask, what is it I really, really want to do? beyond all things.